I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coordinated door-to-door attacks by Islamic extremists have cost 500 Ethiopian Christians their lives since June. But Greg Kelly of World Mission says the situation could get worse and compares the vicious attacks to the genocide in Rwanda. He asks listeners to pray for specific people groups in Ethiopia, the Afar, the Somali, and the Oromo. In ministry to these three people groups, World Mission has seen almost 500 people come to Christ in the last 6 months. And Sarah is a believer from a Muslim background in eastern Kenya and a discipleship trainer with Global Disciples. Barbara Gerhardt with Global Disciples says because of COVID-19 restrictions, Sarah's ministry team started offering to pray with people in the street. One older Muslim woman came to them with a cancerous tumor and asked for prayer. Within a few days, this woman was healed. And now 20 people from this village have come to faith in Jesus. So praise God for his work in Kenya. You've been listening to Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer.